Maeve, we all know manspreading is a public no-no, yeah. But according to the New York Daily News, who also manspreads?
Oh, I've seen old ladies grand spreading. True. I live in New York.
You know? I know you do.
I get old ladies are the worst. They have those big trolleys that they carry around with all presents for their grandchildren and, you know, cabbages and whatever else they're collecting. And stones and things. And then they put the big trolley in between their legs and they take up half the carriage.
You are right. The answer is women. And not only
Thank you.
Is the answer women, but according to the New York Daily News, or one writer for the New York Daily News, who writes an article and it's headlined, "Can we talk about women spreading?" Jeez. To a resounding answer, God, no, but he did it anyway. And his complaint is exactly what you described. It's not so much that women are sitting there with, you know, their legs spread like men do, but they've got so much stuff piled on the seats, there's no place for anyone else to sit.
Yeah, like toddlers stacked up and... Just because you put a hat and a coat on them, it's still four children.
He says, and I'm not kidding, that he said, for example, I'll prove it, on a recent trip to a cafe, there was no chair for me, and I tried to take a chair, but this woman said no, she had to put her bag and her coat on the chair so he couldn't sit there. And he says he knows it's like, you know, a widespread phenomenon because he went up to all the other women in the cafe, and as he approached them, they all put their coats and bags on the empty seats next to them.